the truth.
Don Lemon. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. If you haven't seen this video, I encourage you to log on to blackamericaweb.com and go see it for yourself. It shows a disturbance that happened in McKinney, Texas. So McKinney, Texas on Friday. In the video, a police officer is seen wrestling to the ground a 14-year-old girl wearing a bikini after officers were called because of a disturbance at the community pool. Police say some of the kids did not have permission to enter the pool, and some had even jumped the fence to get in. The party's host, who is 19 years old, her name is Tatiana Rhodes, said that none of that is true. She says it all started with a white woman who used racial slurs against her and other teens. She said the woman was saying such things as, "You black effer, that's why you live in Section 8 housing." And then she said there's also a male who was being rude as well. She says it escalated into even more name calling, and then it turned physical, first with one woman attacking her and then another. Other residents in the neighborhood, many of whom were black, say the incident was not about race on CNN. One of them is Benay Embry. He's a local radio personality who says residents are only supposed to have two people, max, as pool guests, and there were many more in the pool than were allowed. He says what he did see before the camera started to roll, he said, are teens jumping over the fence after security was telling them not to come and swim. He said not because they were black, but because they didn't live in the community. Now, that's according to him. He said the flyer for the pool party went on social media, and once it got there, it went viral, and that's when people who weren't invited began to show up. He says a handful of, quote, knuckleheads ruined a party with more than 100 good kids. He also says because he is telling the truth about the party, that he is now a sellout, and that he has gotten death threats. Now, this is a quote. I'm going to quote him here, and you can read, you can hear his audio on blackamericaweb.com later. It says, according to everybody else, I am now an Uncle Tom. And just like my friend Brian Gessner, who was on the video helping to break up the fight and even giving kids water, he is now a skinhead Nazi. He said, that's not what this is about. The whole thing has been sensationalized by social media types. They're looking for a story. And as I said on my Facebook post, we as a community, the black community, he says, have other issues to deal with other than flights of fancy and made up stuff. We need to be dealing with the real issues with our community, our society, our country, just because somebody is mad. Now, that's what he says. Embry says, don't judge an entire incident that went on for more than 30 minutes by a 7-minute clip of part of where the police officer trying to get the incident under control. This officer now is on administrative leave. The investigation is ongoing. The video looks bad to me. A 14-year-old girl in a bikini. How could you not come to a conclusion that it is at least brutality or at least police overreacting?
Yeah, police did overreact.
Well,
and you need to do away with
Tom,
that
I have
policeman.
To play devil's advocate. The people who were there said the children should have complied. When the officers came, they should have complied. Now, to me, on the video, if that was a little blonde girl who is 14 years old being pushed around by a cop in a bikini, that's what everybody says. It would never happen. Our reactions would be different. But the people who were there, older people, not the kids who were there, older people said, if the cop tells you to do something, you should do it whether you're right or wrong. But the kids, many of them should not have been at that party.
Well, at one point on the video, kids were doing what he wanted, and he was still out of control. Mm-hmm. He was out of control. And if you don't do something about him, now you're going to have him do something like in Cleveland, like in St. Louis, like in Staten Island.
Los Angeles.
All these Los Angeles.
Pick a city.
Yeah, pick a city. And there's an out-of-control police officer. Mm-hmm. And when you have the first case of the officer out of control, you should fire him. Terminate him.
Well,
not allow him to work for any other police organization or security organization.
Why is he pulling a gun on? A kid is not armed in a bikini. That's
out of control.
Yeah,
out of control. And if you don't do something about this police officer now, he one day may be the start of another riot around the country.
Jay,
let him go.
Did you see the barrel roll when he rolled on like a 1970s Damn. Police show?
That yeah. was crazy.
He's crazy.
But that's the part that got me.
Yeah, you got to stop. There are a few bad cops, but stop them. Don't defend them. Don't investigate them.
Well, the problem is that
they,
people don't want to admit that they're bad cops. They think by saying that they're bad cops that you are castigating an entire community. Yeah,
that's the union talking. Yeah. That's the union. Yeah. And the union should step down. Yeah.
How bad was I last night, though?
My man.
Nice job,
$20,000 HBCU winner, Don Lemon.
The Tom Joyner Foundation. Kids.
For the Tom Joyner Foundation. Much props. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
With pleasure, Tom. With pleasure, of course.